Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let's rise up on our feet, please. As
we
close our eyes, I'll sing this song loud and clear. And sing from our heart. Holy Spirit, be
thank you.
solamente come se un rock o una strength. Thank you because of the mighty moving of your power. We thank you because it is only your agenda that will stand after all other ones have disappeared. We give you praise. Accept our hands in Jesus' name. This morning, before we leave this place,
no, right, that was the thing, see that?
Turn our lives around for good. Lay your hands upon our destiny. Open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a sing of blessing. Say what I'm going to say now after me.
We buy it,
I shall not miss the presence of God. Can you say that loud again? Can you shout at the top of your voice? Can you make it even louder than that? That is the title of our short exhortation this morning.
Akori oro iyanju wa lowuro yi ni
in 1 Samuel chapter 10.
Iwe kini Samuel ori kewa.
We begin to see the moving of God in the life of a man.
Ari bi Olorun ti rin ninu aye okunrin ko.
1 Samuel chapter 10.
Iwe kini Samuel ori kewa.
We begin to see the moving of God in the life of this unknown man.
Ari
nobody knew what he was at that time. He was not popular. But you know, God began to show him his presence. The presence of God brought popularity and brought fame to his life. I pray this morning that the presence of God shall manifest in your life in the name of God. Samuel took a vow of honor.
Samuel is in Wigo
and poured it upon his head. And kissed him. And said, is it not because God has appointed him to be captain over his inheritance? Who did Samuel anoint here?
Samuel
an unknown man before this time. The presence of God will move you from where you are and move you to where you should be. When that presence falls upon a person, it will move him from being a known entity to somebody that is known. That's why I say you should pray for yourself. I shall not miss the presence of God. In verse 24, and Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen. There is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted, God save the king. What a glorious beginning of God was with him. But something happened again in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
His story had changed
to the negative side. 1 Samuel 16:1.
Samuel said to Samuel,
how long will thou mourn for Saul? Seeing I've rejected him from reigning over
Israel.
May you never be rejected by God in the name of Jesus. And I will send it to Jason the Bethlehemite,
if you are not Jason,
provided me a king and among his son.
Almighty
Abba is the position of son in heaven.
He
had declared his post vacant.
And he
had already chosen to replace
him. He will never
be replaced by the Almighty God. Now look at this scenario that we just read. God is indeed to be seriously feared. Yes,
God's
son was the chosen of the Lord. Today he is now rejected. Rejected by the same God who chose him yesterday. So miraculously called yesterday by God, we rejected today. Anointed yesterday has now become worthless today. Could a man or woman so mightily use of God yesterday be mightily rejected today? Fellowship with witchcraft today. Could the Almighty Son would actively choose a man yesterday and today is would actively rejecting him? Could it happen that yesterday there was a prophecy? Behold, I have chosen thee. Thus said the Lord, I have chosen thee.
Oh,
I
chose the land as a dead and
of the Lord. Today, another voice has sounded again.
I
said the Lord,
I
have rejected. It is also an authentic voice. Yesterday, God could talk directly to Saul. Today,
man,
I cannot talk to him anymore. Yesterday, God had to say Saul should go and join the prophets. Now God had to send the word to somebody else to go and talk to
him.
God has to go and compute to somebody else that this man cannot be reached again today. Yesterday, the Spirit of God was upon Saul. Today, the Spirit of God has departed. That's what I
think you
should pray. I shall not miss the presence of God. The greatest problem of Saul was that he missed, he lost the presence of God. Yesterday, Saul smote the Philistines. The tragedy of the whole matter is that one can be rejected by God and you don't know it. A man can be dying slowly and he does not know. A man can be supernaturally called and also supernaturally rejected. This is a very serious matter. And
there's
a lot of people who come to church who claim to be Christians, but they've lost his presence. How and why can this happen? Look at the book of Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, verse 25. When once the master of the house has risen up,
you
had shut the door. And he began to stand with them and to knock at the door.
And he also began to say, Lord, Lord, open unto us.
Say, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And
shall
answer and say unto you, no, you not, where's he at?
Or was it down with you,
then shall he begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence?
That's
not in our streets.
But
he shall say, I tell you, I know you not once here. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.
There
shall be whooping and gnashing of teeth.
Where
shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God.
And you
yourself will trust out.
That's it, dear. So
look, those who were denied entrance into the master's house
are
not well fed. Eating spiritual bread and drunk spiritual water right in the presence of Christ. They flee the sea.
They
even pray for others. But
yet
they want to come and say, I don't
know.
Where are you coming from? So it's possible,
remember,
to raise up great works in the name of the Lord. It's possible, beloved, to even use your personal money to build churches and cathedrals. It's possible for you to evangelize and to sacrifice. It's possible for you to be very active in God's work and still not be intimate with Christ. I ask you a question while you are sitting this morning. When last God says, son, daughter, sit down, I want to talk to you, and you began to hear the voice of God. When last did that happen to you? Unfortunately, the answer is when people lack that intimacy with the Almighty. Those who were denied entrance into the master's house, what was their sin? What was their iniquity? In Malachi chapter 1, Malachi 1:6. It will be a tragedy if you leave this meeting this morning.
Not
a plastic experience. It will be a tragedy if you leave this meeting this morning. And you're joking, gambling with sin. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honored his father, and the servant his master. If then I be a father, why is my honor? If I be a master,
where
is my fear? Said the God of hosts unto you,
all
priests that despise my name,
and
he said, wherein have we despised
my name?
The iniquity that made those people to be denied access to the master's house is because they do not fear. They did not tremble in the holy presence of God. Devils tremble at the presence of God, but they do not tremble. The head shook. The heat melted like the walls crumbled. But they stood in his presence, unbending,
unbroken.
They refused to be melted. They refused to be smitten or convicted. They
continued
their lives the way they live it every day. And so at the that God walked farther and farther and farther away.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀ ìfara wọn lọ́rọ̀ wá jìnà lórí sí wọn.
Farther and farther and farther
away. Ó jìnà lórí sí wọn.
When Israel lost a fear of God.
Nígbà tí Israel pàdánù ìbẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
No longer trembled the presence of the Lord.
Wà ní ìmọ̀ níwájú Olúwa.
She became self-centered and wicked.
Israel wájú Olúwa tara ẹni lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ àti ìka.
Their preachers became like bags of wind. Unfortunately, beloved, like this, there is so much lightness in the heart of God. That fear of God that used to bring His presence seemed to have vanished.
Out there,
somebody call God. Hi, Dad. How are you up there? Why do we come to His exalted presence with filthy rags of garments? Why do we drag ourselves in the presence of God and we are applauding Him rather than falling at His feet and bowing before Him?
Kini se dan wa si wa ti Olorun ta si pa de o ku bi je ton sare je de ko ka wo pa de ni wa ju re ka si ma mo riri re.
Bible said the Lord is in His holy temple.
Ibele wi pe Oluwa nbe ninu temple.
Oluwa is silent before Him.
Gbogbo aye ko pa lọrọ lọrọ.
You think about it today, beloved.
Fẹ ka ẹ ronú nípa rẹ lónìí ara.
When you lack His presence.
Nígbà tí o bá ní ìfarahàn rẹ.
You really don't have anything.
It's
an important prayer to pray today.
Adura to se pataki ni lati
gbadun. You don't miss the presence of God.
Eni o ni padanu ifarahan.
You don't miss the presence of God.
O ni padanu ifarahan Olorun.
Psalm 16 verse 11.
Olidabidi gari ni oko ese ko
da we show me the path of life.
Iwo fi pa me yo mi.
In thy presence is fullness of joy.
Ni waju ra ni ku ayo wa.
At the right hand are pleasures forevermore.
The word you learn in Hebrew in Noah, like
have you found that scripture?
Shall the sheep be?
Can we read it together? Let's go
to the book.
So where can a man find fullness of joy?
If only you don't want to look for you.
At the presence of
the word you learn.
And there is no other way you can find joy apart from His presence. No wonder the psalmist prayed this very, very serious prayer. In Psalm 51, verse 11, the most serious prayers in the Bible. Psalm 51, verse 11. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Restore
unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free
spirit.
It is a wonderful, marvelous thing to dwell in the presence of God. Moses was asked to lead the children of Israel away from the land of Egypt to the land to the promised
land.
And the people that he had to meet.
Presence
goes.
Many people come back to sing out-of-court songs, songs that have no impact on anybody, anywhere at all. Many
people
do something serious, they will make out of what Christians say that. Number two, wisdom enters into your inner man. There are the situations you are facing and you don't know how to do it. You are confused. You don't know what to do.
Instructions, messages, teachings.
news, in funeral, information,
in rain,
answers,
in dialogue,
unlimited knowledge,
in Lord, to
in His presence. In the presence of God,
they want to allow you to
receive instruction, messages, teachings, revelations, information, and answers, and unlimited knowledge
in Lord,
in His presence. In the presence of God,
they want to allow you to
receive instruction, messages, teachings, revelations, information, and answers, and unlimited knowledge in His presence. In His presence. Moses said,
if
your presence go not with us, take us away from
here.
In the presence of God, we find mercy and grace to help others in the time of need. Mercy and grace
to
help others in the time of need.
The
presence of God, our strength is renewed. Our strength is renewed. 13. The presence of God, we can teach others the way of the Lord. Cast me not away from my presence, he said. That only is from me. In the presence of God, that is what you call the fire of God. Can go into the presence of God and pull out a person for destruction. Because the fire of God's presence makes away wickedness. As flame makes candle. Nothing can clean the mind of a believer faster than when you get to the presence of God. You spend time there and the fire enters into your soul. His presence brings peace into the situation. As Christians, it's therefore very important that we should begin to kill ourselves to His presence. 15. With the presence of God,
you
have contact with the living God and the Almighty. Many times we don't spend time to listen to what He has to say.
16.
The presence of God. You have angelic ministrations. Angels will come and minister to you
right there in
His presence. 17. The presence of God. You have clear divine guidance. Are you confused about what to do? Go into His presence. There you can obtain all
this.
18. In the presence of God, you have deep understanding. What is not clear to us will be very clear to you. What I'm saying now, age has nothing to do with it. Age is not wisdom. You can spend the whole of your life learning nothing. Education is not wisdom. You can become an expert at nothing. You can learn everything about nothing. And you claim to be educated. You can get a PhD on nothing. And eventually somebody discovers that what you got your PhD on is even wrong. nítorí náà ó gba èèyàn lómìnà lórí òfin.
Tí ó ti bẹ́ẹ̀ sọ fún ọmọ 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 ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ
ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ọmọ ìtùnú àti ìmúlọ́pọ̀lẹ́
mẹ́nu àdúgbò fọdọ́sí wọn encourage them.
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló ń wá àwọn tí wọ́n mú ọlọ́pọ̀lẹ́
wọ́n sì wọ́n tó encourage them bí wọ́n sọ́sà lókè for
encouragement. àwọn tí wọ́n
lọ́rọ̀ pé kí wọ́n mú
ọlọ́pọ̀lẹ́ àwọn náà nílò
ìmúlọ́pọ̀lẹ́. àwọn tí
wọ́n practice God
to his presence.
gbogbo bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí
require supernatural abilities.
Come
out of the place of ability that you didn't have before you got
there.
Presence of God.
You are your Lord.
Don't you want me like
that? And I am your Lord.
Presence of God.
You are your Lord.
You receive divine visions and trances. Divine visions, divine trances, divine dreams.
There
is no bad dream in the presence of the
Master.
22. In the presence of God, you have stubborn yet been broken. It will just break of its own
accord.
23.
In
the presence of God, you receive physical and spiritual healing. God with sickness, by the time you spend time in his presence, the sickness has disappeared. 24.
In
the presence of God,
the
nature of God will be impacted into your life. So that you can manifest as a God.
Like
25, in the presence of God, bodies, lives, bodies are lifted away.
In God, give me a call. You want your love, and where you want your name, you can pray.
It is therefore a tragedy.
It will not be a bad thing.
To lose his presence.
That is Padano, if I am
a therefore a tragedy.
In Jambani, you will
be cast away from this person.
You are learning your word. You want you.
Therefore a tragedy.
In Jambani,
to miss his presence.
That is Padano, if I am a
what happened to Saul, beloved?
Oh, don't show your see, Saul,
his father, his presence was with
him. You know, if I am a lot of work on you,
then the presence was removed.
When he came to if I am a
the miracle went from prophecy to witchcraft.
Or for you, what
could you Bible very well, brother.
Capitoli,
Elderman knew the world in the garden in the cool of God came to talk to the cool of the day. And when they stopped the divine agenda, there was no problem. But the minute this person was removed, they were chased out of the garden.
But you want to hear to allow you to see what you want to do.
Enoch knew the presence of God.
Enoch knew the presence of God.
The man shook himself into so much that he disappeared when he found him again. As a man speaketh unto his friend. This man experienced his presence. What was responsible for the mysterious and dramatic change in Isaiah's life? Presence of God. What made Daniel so popular? Presence of God. What happened to Paul? Experience the presence of God. That's why one of the prayers of Jabez
is
that they ask for the presence of God. I want you to be with
me.
I want to experience your presence.
These are very serious.
Or do we need the oro?
What are the conditions? You want to abide in his presence?
There
are some conditions.
The
problem comes from.
If it is your
the first condition is purity of heart. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. That's Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
All
the sin you permit to enter through the window of your soul, the lust, the envy, the bitterness, the wicked thoughts, all of them will render the vision of God obscure in your face. If you want to continue the presence of God, you must be pure in heart. You must be honest before God. Nobody knows you, he knows the content of your heart, he knows what you are thinking even now. He knows what is in your heart. You are exalting above his name. He knows the pride of your heart. He knows the false humility that you have. He knows it, those dark pictures, the negative picture you've taken with your eyes. You are developing the negative in the aperture of your heart. You have to be honest with God and yourself. Somebody has said, it is only a goat that will continue to eat grass when the nose will be killed on Christmas Day. Only a goat that will still be eating grass.
It's
providing money for those who waste it. You have to be pure in your heart. Let the searchlight of the Holy Spirit shine in our heart. Let it pick out all those terrible thoughts and throw them away from you. The first thing you need to do this morning is to speak to your heart. All the junks and jumbles and the dirty things the enemy has blessed in that heart should get out of the place where they are. It's a very, very terrible thing. A man of God was standing somewhere preaching. Was preaching about hell, was preaching about all kinds of terrible things that would happen to the sinner. And as he continued preaching, there was a long grin that the front door broke down, started crying. And they begged and begged after the service, he still continued crying. The man of God thought that it was the word of God that had entered into her heart that is making her to cry. But
this year,
but when the question I'm
going to ask is,
sir, the reason I'm crying, because I wish you were my husband. That's why I'm crying, sir. That's why the Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. She was crying because of lust in the heart. That's why that song writer says, say, what?
Oh, no, go back.
And I was up on the phone, I'm not there, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
think about it this way. Your heart has been preventing you from moving into the presence of God. Will you not shout a command to that heart to be
saved?
The second condition for abiding in His presence
is that you
must keep the commandments of God. And
the
other we know that we know Him. If we keep His commandments, you must keep the laws of God. No matter how hard it is for you, you must keep it. The third condition is this: you must imbibe the spirit of prayer.
You
must pray without ceasing. Prayer has to be your oxygen. The Bible talks a great deal about prayer.
Even this is a lot of work, but I do
not. And like I used to tell you here,
even those demons are waiting.
How you pray?
The Bible talks a
lot of work.
Then no one shall worry.
And if you discover,
the last thing shall worry is
you will recover.
No one will go ahead of that.
No one will recover.
The last thing you will go ahead of that.
So it says to you,
because then I say, you are the way you are.
And the most says to you, because
I say, you are the way you are.
Can you achieve your destiny? Prayer without ceasing. Prayer is a detergent. Prayer is an insecticide. This is a very serious matter. You want to be in His presence.
You want to abide
in the presence of God. You must never, never miss your quiet time. Don't jump out in the morning without spending time in His presence. You must grow and grow beyond just taking every day with Jesus or daily power, reading a few verses and you close it, you say you have meditated for the day. You must grow beyond
that.
This is a church of those who are going to heaven. The mantle of fire and miracle ministry is not an entertainment arena. It's not just a spiritual hospital.
It's
a place where we could be able to want to make heaven. The presence of God is not in your life, and you die without His presence. You go into the presence of demons and the presence of hosts of hell.
Be if I have a Lord, I see in my ear, don't see who? Well, I see why you are not going to be a body.
Because that's the presence of the people you were when you were alive.
If you are not going to be a body, you are not going to be a body.
Number five condition. You must meditate much upon the word of God. Meditate much in the word of God. The Bible says, what is divine is in the law of the Lord. His law that you meditate day and night.
That's
the characteristic of the blessed man in Samuel.
Meditate
much upon the word of God. And number six is it. You must be diligent in your Christian work. Sunday the King of Christ, you must belong to a group, you must belong to the fellowship. We call them floaters. You come to your fathers as you float in and you float
out.
Technically, you are there for Jesus.
Because
I want to collect prayer.
Let me pray.
When the time comes, when they will say dust unto dust,
I shall go.
Break this to collect until you die.
What you do is
whether you have his presence or not. This is a very serious matter. You must make it serious. The seventh thing is this. You must cultivate the habits of spending time in God's presence. You sit down or kneel down. You pray. You read your Bible.
To
session of praises
and
the reason why he teaches you praise songs, say this will help you to get into his presence. Songs that help you to get into the presence of God. I've been teaching you here. I don't teach you songs that will entertain your flesh. You must know that with his presence you can survive any trouble that enemies bring
you.
Man, this morning, that your mind must be disciplined. Because that is the greatest obstacle to the presence of God. Always the greatest obstacle to his presence. The noise pollution, all the voice pollution, the power of God is coming upon you. So that you become the kind of person who wants to become make sure that by the time you do this place, that the spirit of mechanical prayer will pass from your life. You're just praying like an engine, your spirit is not in it. You don't know how to converse with God as a friend. You cannot bring the spirit. Maybe you will come and I'm not receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm comfortable.
You're
very comfortable. But you know that your inability to bring the spirit is a great danger to your spirit. This is a very serious matter. This morning, begin to ask the Lord.
You
do a deep work in your life this
morning.
This is the time for you to talk to the Lord yourself.
I got to for that to God
and be serious with God.
Show you a God that I have to
see. That the rage of the enemy is over.
You want
to experience him. That's a scripture experience. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. He has the ability to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be.
Amen. Amen.
So this afternoon,
everybody tell you, there is a highway to heaven. None can walk up there.
But the pure in heart.
There
is a highway to heaven.
I
am walking on the king's highway.
There
is a highway to heaven.
None
can walk up there.
For
the pure in heart,
that
is a highway to heaven. I'm walking on the king's
road.
Listen to me very carefully. There is a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure in heart, there is a highway to heaven. I am walking on the king's highway. That is it. I will to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure in heart. That is it. I will to heaven. I am walking on the king's highway. That is it.
I'm
hands on your chest now.
Your warrior and your body.
It is now we know the serious people.
This is now our tomorrow.
It is now we know those who are just here to look at the face of God.
It is now our tomorrow. The people that you want to
have to receive
for tomorrow.
They are really not interested.
You want to see if they see
soaking themselves into God.
Really, and I'm going
to make a mistake. Because if you get His presence in your life,
the
presence brings you favor.
In fact, you are going to be the one
for promotion.
You are going to be the
one.
You are going to
be the
one. You are going
to make impossible possible.
You are going to change your decision.
If you are gone above the age of somebody that something good should happen to, His presence will bring your age low and say that.
Go back to if I am on a
there's nothing his presence cannot do.
If I am on a
pray seriously hard.
Otindo lati gbadura gidi gidi.
Everybody will shout this loud and clear. That sister,
and I
know
it's only anger.
All the presence will scatter. Shout loud and clear, beloved.
Oh, you're so precious in my life.
prayers.
That are
specially formulated by the Holy Ghost. To ensure that something positive happens in your life before you leave here.
Say
spiritual blindness.
Yeah!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You are God. And you will now begin to speak to God yourself. Anything that is chasing the presence of God away
from
my life, I bury you today. You will not go home with you.
Oh, if you are living
in the to talk to the
Lord, you are not going.
And if you are not in the presence of God for my life,
come to the bed.
And if I will chase the presence of God in
the world,
I bury you today.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now raise up your two hands to the
overlords.
I pronounce this last prayer upon your life before you go over
here.
Your people are here.
This is